We've lived as human beings, some say, for about 4 million years now. And during that time, we've adopted all kinds of ways of thinking and doing. And many of our responses to our thinking and our emotions, our sensations, our other experiences are the legacy of reactive drives, reacting to our environment in order to stay safe. And so now we're finding that within ourselves, without going anywhere, without adopting any kind of new gadget or anything whatsoever, within ourselves we find a treasury of incredible intelligence that we didn't even know was there. And it's right here within us right now. How do we tap into it? By a short moment of clarity. We simply prioritize the use of our brain in a certain way, prioritize a way of using our brain that we have not prioritized before. Because we've been scuttling about from one reactive mode to another. Which thought to have, which emotion to have or not have, which thought to have or not have, experience, sensation. And so we have been categorizing experience in very definitive ways, but unclear ways. So we're scuttling about, but we don't know exactly what we're doing. What we've tried to do is contrive all of the pieces of the puzzle into a better array, such as having less of one thing or more of another, less negative thoughts and more positive thoughts, less negative emotions, more positive emotions, replacing thoughts, emotions, and experiences with others, something else, to try to make our experience different. But what we find within ourselves is a bedrock of intelligence. And it is in our own alertness, our own power to know, our power to know whatever we're knowing in this instant. That is called alert cognition. Alert cognition. Boom, alert cognition. Now, if we do not recognize that as a resource, we are always going between the other brain modules, the thoughts, emotions, sensations, other ways of categorizing experience. And we never pay any attention at all to alert cognition, even though it's the basis of everything we do and know. However, once we're introduced to alert cognition, boom, right here. What is it? Well, stop thinking. There it is. Alert cognition. We've never trained in it, so we don't know much about it. However, when we train in it, alert cognition, which is just a bare recognition in the beginning, it tunes up. Brighter and brighter. It tunes up. Its potency increases inexhaustibly. And this is where it switches from just alert cognition, the reactive knowing of a being, a sentient being, to this is where it switches into the network of universal intelligence. This is the network switch, alert cognition. By tuning that up, by just short moments of clarity again and again, very quickly it becomes automatic. In other words, the alertness is the priority in each perception, not the thought, the emotion, the sensation, or the other experience. It's the alertness that's right here. Always steady, always on, totally complete. Bedrock, solid, no matter what you call the experience, doesn't matter. all fed, all knowing and doing fed by alert cognition, the bedrock intelligence, not only of each of us, but of all organic and inorganic matter whatsoever, wherever it might be, whatever it's called, dark hole or amoeba. The bedrock intelligence uniting everything. The always on network that is seamless, interactive, and interoperable. By the power of our own alert cognition, training in that, what we can simply call clarity. Clarity is just a name for alert cognition. By training in that, prioritizing that in terms of the way we use our brain, we find a new sense of solidity and stability within ourselves. No longer are we on the knee-jerk reaction to everything that comes up, or no longer are we on the program of trying to shift and change things to our liking. Instead, our sole focus and priority 100% is to tuning up clarity, tuning it up brighter and brighter. At first, this may require some diligence, a thoroughness, a commitment to it, but very quickly, it's already prioritized in every perception anyway. We're just catching up. We're just recognizing that it is the priority. And thus, we are saturating every single bit of our knowledge, every bit and bite of knowledge, with clarity, with total clarity, which is profound insight into the nature of everything, profound insight into the nature of all matter, organic and inorganic. Always on for everyone. And so you see all the programs that we have to try to make ourselves stable in some way. All of these are completely outdone, undone, and subsumed in clarity power. It belongs to everyone equally. And everyone as well has the birthright to have it supported equally, to have it supported in their own life so that they can recognize their own inner stability, their own inner sanctuary of complete ease and power. All of us naturally, we want to be of benefit to all. From the time we're a small baby, we're looking around and we see that certain things make our caregivers smile. And so, what do? We do that thing that makes them smile. That's our natural urge to be of benefit. We want to reach out and touch someone with a personal touch of a beneficial attitude. So you see, this is very ingrained in us. It's very easy to connect with. That power to be of benefit is brought fully alive when we prioritize clarity, because clarity is the way we are of utmost benefit to ourselves. It's the unshakable ground, the inexhaustible ground. No matter what we're going through, it doesn't matter what the circumstance is, clarity is completely stable, completely reliable. We can count on it without fail. The more we know about clarity and its tremendous potency individually and in society, the more beneficial society becomes. Clarity is the key to flourishing society. It is absolutely the key to a flourishing society. Without it, we cannot have a flourishing society, no matter how many technological gadgets we come up with or genetic manipulations. We can never have the profound instinctive recognition of our bedrock without our own clarity. Our own clarity delivers the goods. It delivers the goods every time. All the things that we look for in philosophy, psychology, religion, all of the ease we're looking for something to count on, some way to make us stable, some way to feel like we fit in our own skin. All of this is within clarity. Give it a try. Check it out. You don't have to take my word for it. Just test it in your own experience, your own private scientific laboratory of clarity enhancement, your own clarity enhancement environment. Again, just stop thinking. Boom. That's what every moment looks like. Doesn't matter what the description is that goes along with it. They're seamless, see? Boom, the clarity and the thought about what's happening, they're completely seamless. They go together seamlessly, indivisibly. They can't be extricated from each other. Whether we're thinking or not thinking, clarity is always on. Now we see already that in society that clarity has been turned on. Clarity now has tools to be turned on in all of society. They're free tools, open source tools available to everyone. And everyone can take comfort in them to their heart's content. There's no limit. Always on support and as much as you want for your own clarity enhancement environment. So this is very powerful and very complete. We don't need any big institutions or outfits in order to provide the best of services to everyone, complete mental and emotional stability to everyone. It's very simple and it's very direct. Just takes a few people getting together and caring, really caring, getting the tools out there. And it easily takes hold. Clarity easily takes hold because it's so beneficial. It's so utterly beneficial to suddenly find a resource within ourselves that we never knew about before. What fun! Or maybe we knew about it, but we didn't really know how to access it. There wasn't really open accessibility. But once we find that access point, wow, then it's just so enjoyable. It's really like the ultimate game, you could say. With ourselves, we're always engaged in this act of ultimate benefit. Now, in the beginning, a short moment of clarity might be remembered just a few times a day. However, just by that recognition, it's acknowledgement. Just like if I acknowledge you every day, then we get to know each other. The same with clarity. By acknowledging clarity, it just becomes more and more obvious every day. So you see, the fundamentals are very simple. It's no big thing, big deal. And to the degree one is committed, to that degree one will have brilliant, shining clarity. So you see, the clarity is always there. It's always of comfort, and it will always provide the right direction. So, you know, the After a while, the trust just grows. Oh, sure, clarity. Yeah, very beneficial and very soothing. So just as this is so for the individual, it's so for all of society as well. When we really see the strength within ourselves, then that's what we're seeing within ourselves, the strength and benefit. When we see that in ourselves, that's what we automatically see in everyone else. You see, what we see in ourselves, we automatically see in everyone else. And so that's where all of you become shining examples to everyone else, because they look at you and they go, wow, that is a nice person. I want to be like that. Or, you know, whatever they say about you, that is a powerful person. They're so clear. I really want to be like that. And everyone is like that already. So, you see, it's just a matter of buddying up. Yeah,
really.
And giving each other support for our strengths instead of having these dialogues with each other that are about many other things that have nothing to do with our strengths most of the time. You know, they're about, how can I fix myself so I'm more appealing to you? Or how can I fix you so you're more appealing to me? This isn't a real relationship, you see. No. That's a very trying way of being with each other, isn't it? Enrichment is provided to all of society through clarity-augmented intelligence, resulting in perfect life satisfaction and benefit. Well, all the complicated stuff is over. Now we see everything clearly, and when we do, then we can engage in everything with a sense of total assurance and confidence. We know that we're going to find just the solution that's needed in that situation. We can jump right in because we have clarity backing us up. And if we need to change course or change direction, we can always do that. But why not just step up and be a benefit right away and take it from there? And so you see, this is what we first do just within in a very personal way. We take up clarity. We take up the clarity standard. And we find out how to give ourselves very personally mental and emotional stability. We just give it right to ourselves very directly. And this is an augmentation of our intelligence. The intelligence we have right now is expanded. This is what augmentation means. It means expanded, a more expansive sense, and an actual expansion of our intelligence, an intelligence augmentation. And how do we show that? Well, in a number of ways. We actually test it throughout the world. So we use an instrument called Satisfaction with Life Study, and it measures people's satisfaction with life. And by training in clarity, people tune up their clarity all the way to perfect life satisfaction. We never knew how to do this before. No one could ever say, I have the tool to instantiate perfect life satisfaction. This has never been before, never been discovered before. And so here it is right within each of us. No money needed, no education needed. Just a simple pointing out of what's already present. And so you see, then anyone, no matter what their circumstances are, can rely on short moments. And this becomes obvious sooner or later. Sometimes sooner, sometimes later. But always increasing. Always increasing. So the sense of arriving at a destination, I've got it now, that just becomes obsolete. Because there is always a sense of augmentation, of increase, of expansion, regardless of the situation. It might be what you would call a good day or a bad day. However, always increasing clarity, regardless of the descriptions. So clarity is our bedrock intelligence that can help us figure everything out. Everything we need to know to have a society that is flourishing. And we see already that through clarity's adoption around the world, here we are, all the pioneers of clarity society, who are actually living flourishing, enriched lives, beneficial lives, using the powerful tools of clarity to benefit very directly our own individual situation and to benefit others. How exciting. And so, the whole conversation shifts. At first, when we began doing clarity training, people would come and say, oh, I want some clarity, and I want it now. Give me some clarity, show me clarity. But now people come and say, oh, I want to be of benefit. And I've heard this is a place where I can be of benefit. And that I can know how to do that all the time, exactly what to do. Can you teach me that? Can I just hang out with you and what you're knowing and doing here? And so you see, this is a big shift in society itself right there. Because the recognition is so clear. You see, these things, two things go together, clarity and benefit. They're inseparable from each other. Where there is true clarity, there is always benefit, pronounced benefit. In other words, it's obvious. The benefit is really obvious. Clarity, the discovery of rich, untapped resources within human intelligence, provisions a tremendous upgrade to beneficial qualities and activities, individually and collectively. Now, we're those of us who are using electronic devices, we always want to upgrade our device or upgrade our software, phones, whatever we're using. We find within ourselves that we have an intelligence upgrade. It's always going on in clarity. We don't even have to ask for the upgrade. It's a seamless feed. And so you see, by prioritizing clarity, we get into the seamless feed of the clarity upgrade. And it's so easy to recognize in our life because we feel such a sense of stability, increasing stability. And we look at others who are undergoing this profound augmentation of intelligence and life satisfaction, and we say, wow, this is so much fun. It's just so much easier to be human than I ever imagined possible. And it's right here in me. I don't have to go anywhere else to get it. I don't have to be in a special setting or with anyone in particular. I can be if I want to be, but it isn't really necessary. It's always on. So we gather together the merry band. The merry band of benefit. And
it's a very relaxed way of life.
Mm-hmm. A demonstration of brilliant benefit unfolds a future filled with increasing prosperity and generosity. We already see this all over the world in the clarity training, the Balanced View Clarity Network, that it's unfolding increasing prosperity and generosity everywhere. Prosperity and generosity are right here. They're equal to what we are. And so you see, when we find our own natural resource of complete ultimate benefit, then the prosperity and generosity of that are always on. It's always augmenting itself, always increasing. In the inexhaustible era of benefit, everyone instinctively recognizes clarity's benefits quicker and quicker. Have you noticed that? Say the first round of adopters, well, kind of plodding along, you could so say. And now, wow, just catch sight of someone and their clarity's on and yours is on. It's like infectious, viral. And so you see, this is just the way it is. It's quite an exciting and thrilling demonstration to see everyone exalted in such a magnificent way. This demonstration of benefit is so convincing that doubts have nowhere to take hold. Just like within yourself, at first doubts might take hold when new to clarity. But very quickly, doubts have no place to take hold. They're from clarity too. So that's a big laugh when you recognize that the doubts are inseparable from clarity. Well, that party ride is over. And so then doubts have nowhere to take hold. The whole preoccupation with skepticism, doubting, problem, creation, and solution. Everything shifts into a seamless solution orientation that's always on. The four mainstays are the priority of Clarity Society. Well, if you don't know what those are, the four mainstays are these. One, short moments of clarity, repeated again and again until automatic. That's how to prioritize clarity in your intelligence. Short moments, many times, become automatic and continuous. The second of the four mainstays, the training itself, greatfreedom.org or balancedview.com, endless feeds of clarity enhancement environment just for you, your own personal clarity enhancement environment, all the training, the media, the information you could ever want to have, the crucial key points and pivotal instructions that show clarity alive, 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 alive right now. All of it laid down forever without any question. Open access to everyone. Then another mainstay is the trainer. That's your own personal trainer, your personal clarity trainer, the person who knows you better than anyone else, probably may even know you better than you know yourself. And they are there to support you 100% in clarity enhancement. That's their only job. They are your buddy, your clarity buddy, partnering up with you to point out clarity at every opportunity, to make sure that you don't miss an opportunity, a clarity opportunity. And the trainer, too, can
provide you with lots of opportunities to be of benefit. Maybe even requesting you to do something you just think you cannot do. It's just beyond your power. However, the trainer already knows that you have the power. So you see, they just wait, and then they see that you can see that too. And so you see, this is a very exciting kind of friendship. It's a friendship of mutual enhancement and mutual relishing and flourishing of being together in a very strong way, a very stable way, and a very solid way, a way that we can really count on. You know, in life there are a lot of things that we can't count on, and so having information about clarity, it's really our primary need. And we want to count on that, and we need to be able to count on it. And it's up to us to provide that to society. So you see, we ourselves need to provide it, not wait around for someone else to come and do it. It's up to us to step up to the plate. And then the fourth mainstay is the community, the worldwide clarity community, all over the world. Everywhere you go, you can find clarity community, online, on your telephone, face-to-face, through regular mail, all kinds of ways. However you want to make the clarity connection, that's just the way it'll be set up for you. It's the personal touch, your own clarity enhancement environment. The four mainstays are a lifestyle that fulfills and empowers everyone to individually enjoy clarity's benefits as well as to benefit the world. So this is just the foundation education, the fundamental education of every single human being on earth, the lifelong enhancement structure for every single human being on earth, the place to go out from and do wonderful things in the world. So this is the key that unlocks potent benefit, the clarity key. The four mainstays, that is their only role right there, to provide that enhancement environment for all of human society, for every individual equally, with no one left out. The attitude and disposition are clear. How can I serve and dedicate my life to benefit all? Clarity and benefit go together. And so you see, by the power of clarity, we really get in tune with that natural desire we've had, the spontaneous desire to be of benefit that we've had ever since we were a baby, trying to make somebody smile or grab their finger, whatever. And so you see, this is just the way it is. The power of benefit and practical ways of building clarity communities are the topic of conversation in the era of benefit. And people want to know about clarity. Everyone just wants to know about clarity. That's what people want to know. We found out that the basis of our education is clarity. That's what it is. We cannot have any education about anything else if we do not have clarity. And so you see, this is the core. No matter what we might be educated in, if we don't have clarity, no matter how great the accomplishment may be, it falters in the face of what it would be like with clarity turned on, tuned in. And so you see, we already have plenty of brilliant people in the world. We can see that. And by adding in clarity, putting the clarity upgrade in the mix, it allows everyone to boost their natural strengths, gifts, and talents to an extraordinary degree. Solution orientation is the mode of Clarity Society. Everyone pitching in together. How can clarity be always on for everyone right away? And so you see, always opening up new modes, new modalities to enhance clarity, adding in even more instructions, more media, always pithy and direct, never veering off center, always extremely clear. Tuning the clarity speech to whatever's going on in the moment. Like right now in the world today, there are things that are going on that weren't going on yesterday. So we tune into those, talk about those, keep the fingers on the pulse of what's actually going on in society. No need to write anything down in stone. You know, saying these are our basic tools and we're on the free ride. Tuning up clarity. An infinite array of novel solutions increases the capability to approach complex situations with astuteness and vigor that exceeds expected outcomes. All of us, we get to see this very pointedly and directly, that we can create solutions. And clarity has a solution orientation. That's all it has. In clarity, there's no such thing as I can't do it. There's no way to do it. In clarity, there is a way to do it. And so it's just like the topic of clarity itself coming into society with such force. That's because people stepped up and said, we're not waiting around for someone else to do it. It's time for clarity to show up in society, and we're going to provide all the tools necessary to ensure that, so that everyone can have free access all the time, free support 24/7. Everyone has the fundamental education, the fundamental academy, Clarity Academy, always available, always on. All of these skills rapidly show up. More rapid comprehension, better comprehension, total comprehension in a situation that previously was too complex. Speedier solutions, better solutions, and the possibility of finding solutions to problems that before seemed insolvable. Name an insolvable problem. Well, let's get in there with a clarity SWAT team and see how insolvable it is. Let's put some high gear solution orientation into that problem and see where it goes from there. Clarity Society is a seamless network where profound insight saturates powerful concepts, streamlined terminology and notation, sophisticated methods, and high-powered tools of network clarity intelligence. You see, clarity intelligence, it is alive, and it is always on. And so once we tune into what is already present and firing us in the immediacy of this moment, then we enter into super connectivity within ourselves and between us all. We enter into super connectivity, interoperability, interactivity, and it all comes from our own spark to know, our own clarity, the power to know, that's turned on right here. Old ideas fall by the wayside, such as, oh, I need some support, or what is the latest entertainment I can use to distract myself from the world? No longer are we searching around like needy little creatures just trying to find some little semblance of support so we can make it through the day. That's all gone. All the support we need, always on right here, 24/7. No one should ever have a moment of human life in which they feel alone and like they're odd person out, or they don't have anyone to reach out to. Support always available, the personal touch always in reach, lifelong for everyone. The whole collapse of the framework of neediness, of scarcity, of lack, that we don't have the right intelligence, that we don't have the right tools to give ourselves mental and emotional stability. All of these go by the wayside, and we slip into an intelligence where we can see absolutely how to give clarity to everyone, how to turn it on and tune it up for everyone, no matter their situation. And this is happening right now. It's not a future projection. This is already in occurrence. Tuning on, tuning in, turning up in every single instant. When we find the bedrock of clarity within ourselves, you could say we find the ultimate entertainment. There isn't anything to compete for or anyone to compete with. It all gets down to our own clarity. And then we find an endless source of solace, of comfort, of power. And we find it right within ourselves. From this space that is totally clear and filled with benefit, prosperity, and generosity, the things that we create in the world are things of benefit, things of pure benefit, knowledge of pure benefit, actions of pure benefit in every single moment. And this is true for everyone. No matter who you are, you have very special strengths, gifts, and talents to contribute. No matter who you are. By the power of clarity, those become obvious to you. Even if you might say to yourself right now, well, I don't really know what my strengths, gifts, and talents are. Just rely on clarity, and your strengths, gifts, and talents will become blazingly clear. And even if you don't point them out to yourself, you can be guaranteed that in clarity community, someone else will point them out. They will see your strengths, gifts, and talents and make sure that you know what they are. And so you see, this is the easy way to live. Society shifts to a future wherein there is no memory of society without clarity. No memory, where there's no one left who can even remember what that was like to live in neediness and scarcity and lack, to live in loneliness, to live in emotional instability or mental instability. No one even left who can remember. The concept is simply unimaginable. It is a total shift, an exciting manifest realization that is happening right now. Right now, before our very eyes. I had a dream once, and I was on another planet, and I had been visiting planet Earth, and on this other planet I was telling all of my friends, but there wasn't any talking. We could just share without talking. And I said, oh yes, I was just at in a planet where people believe in points of view, and there wasn't any clarity. And they didn't even know what I was talking about. I was trying to explain it to them, but
They had no idea what I was talking about. They couldn't even conceive of such a place. And so that was interesting. And you see, so that's just a little personal story and to show how clarity shows up. It shows up in all aspects of our life, of our simple personal human life. And all questions about clarity, power, and the movement to be of great benefit are immediately resolved by the example and strength of those that have chosen the open identity, clarity. You see, the example of all of you, that is more powerful than any words that can be spoken. From the time we are born, we look to each other for role models. That's just what we do. We look to our caregivers, we look to the other people around us as role models of belonging, and then we want to belong. That's one of our primary urges. We want to belong. So we just adopt the way other people are acting in order to belong. Very simple. We want to belong and we want to be loved. And so you see, in the four mainstays that create a sense of belonging and being loved for everyone. It doesn't matter who you are, you know, you'll always be supported to be the best you can be and to rely on clarity. Locked down, fixated identities are considered primitive and trying. So trying to fix our identity within a certain reputation or within a certain fixed identity of I live within this little box and I don't go anywhere else. I only do these kinds of things and have this kind of knowledge. That isn't what clarity identity is. It's an open identity. It'll adopt any persona necessary to be of benefit. And you see, so this is its primary demonstration. It's a demonstration of benefit. They go together. They're inseparable, clarity and benefit. Everyone wants to join in and enjoy the flow of momentum of benefit, the impact of each short moment of clarity on society. These short moments of clarity, they are opening up already a tremendous boon, a treasury of natural resources within human life that has never been known before. It really is quite astounding to witness and to see so many people settle down in just this short moment of clarity. All of human intelligence is expanded, augmented greatly by each person's short moment of clarity. There is an instantaneous augmentation, expansion of society's intelligence, our power to know and to do beneficial qualities and activities. Accomplishment of clarity society goes along with close accomplishment of self-clarity, the great adoption of the clarity standard. We've never thought about ourselves in that way before. You know, our standards have been very vague, extremely vague, like sane and insane. That is an extremely vague standard, especially when there's no definition of sanity or insanity either. So you see, we ourselves label ourselves. We're responsible for that. And so if we want to know about ourselves, we have to start with clear definition. We can't know ourselves unless we have clear definition. And clear definition can only come from clarity. That is the spark point of all knowledge. the clarity standard, it sets the standard. It says, okay, this is who we are. We have a very clear intelligence at its basis. Our fundamental education is in our power to know. Our power to know is just the simple alert cognitive function of our mind. Alert cognition, that is what clarity is. Clarity is a name for that function of the body-mind complex. It allows us to know everything we know about the body-mind complex. Thus, it is the priority in terms of all of our knowledge about the body-mind complex. Benefit courses everywhere. A short moment of clarity is a short moment of profound benefit, not only for the individual, but for all of society. Profound benefit that comes from setting a standard, from no longer being vague about our definitions that we wield around, about who we are. Benefit is the infinitely reaching potency whose dynamic display is in points of view of the all-enriching clarity view. We call whatever appears in clarity a point of view of the clarity view. Clarity is the unalterable view in every moment, and this is the point of view. Inseparable, seamless, the view and point of view. So the basis in every definition, clarity is the basis in every definition, everything we decide about ourselves or anyone else. It's a clarity-fueled inspiration. Benefit is always turned on to full potency everywhere and everyone. This is it. It's the absolute truth. Test it in your own experience and see if I know what I'm talking about. And turning on, tuning in, tuning up clarity. This is the nature of human experience in every single moment. Beneficial clarity is the ultimate friend, the total power of each here and now. You see, it doesn't matter what the situation holds. There's only going to be this point of view and then another one. Da 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 da. So you see, to be totally clear on what that is really key. Really key. That's where clarity comes in. Clarity is the bedrock, the solid stability in every single point of view. And so we might call the points of view many different things like life, birth, and death, waking, dreaming, and sleeping, you, me, and everybody else, whatever it might be. Clarity is the bedrock intelligence in all these perceptions. The pinnacle of society, unparalleled in power, always increasing benefit is the way of life. This is the way it is in the clarity standard. Always increasing benefit is the way of life. Like the title of the text today says, thorough enrichment, the flourishing of society.